Is Christmas a proper special occasion or is it too commercialized? I'm going to continue my crusade, if you will, against using Christmas in the public context. I think we need to take it back. I talked about this when I filled in for Mike a couple weeks ago. And it definitely will encourage a debate. Someone will say, no, we have to keep it in the public light so we can, you know, get people to understand the true meaning of Christmas. And my argument is that's kind of foolish because they're destroying the name of Christmas for mattress sales and kitchen appliances. And I think we need to take the offensive and bring and make the term Christmas more special. Because right now it's not. I mean, to you and I, obviously it is, but secular society doesn't treat it as so. And I know they never will, probably. But we have to do something to try and reclaim the sacredness of the word Christmas. And I think we lost the message when we were like, oh, it's a holiday tree, it's a Christmas tree. I remember that stupid controversy we had back in the day. I think we should have just let them call it a holiday tree. I'm calling it a holiday tree. Who cares? If they're not celebrating Christmas, then I don't care if you call it a holiday tree or December tree or anything that way. But that's not even my evangelical brothers and sisters. That's a stupid culture war. I think we've lost it. We've lost it. Because let's just get into this article. Let me just say. Uniparty hero Ronna McDaniel urges conservatives to accept the political advice that destroyed Arizona. The Twitter files, corporate media ignores the biggest story of the decade. What did the schools do with their emergency pandemic money? And states tighten Second Amendment rules as SCOTUS lifts restrictions. Of course, we'll cover anything else that breaks during the show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. I'm probably going to talk about the Twitter files. I'll talk about the Elon Musk pronoun thing and how it absolutely broke every leftist on Twitter. Once again, not a huge Elon Musk fan, but I do love the fact that he is trolling the left at this point. So I don't really have to do it. So it's definitely something to look at. But yeah, from YouGov America, YouGov.com. Around a quarter of people in most Western nations surveyed think Christ's birth is now marked more because of pressure from commercial entities. And they're not wrong. They're not wrong. Between decorations and the fact, and I talked about this when I covered this last time, we Catholics and Christians, mostly Catholics, Christians, I love y'all, my evangelical brothers and sisters, but you know, we know you guys don't do the post Christ birth celebration like Catholics do. Like we go at it for, we go after it and celebrate for a month up until Candlemas. And so the problem is that we haven't fought for the fact that, hey man, and I get it because, oh, we used to be a Judo-Christian nation, which I hate. You want me to think you're a dummy in less than 15 seconds? Say Judo-Christian values. I know we shouldn't be judgy. But if you are some kind of political conservative or commentator or whatever, and you fire out Judeo-Christian values. I was trying to listen to a show from a guy who's supposedly Life of a Gunfighter or whatever, you know, stupid shows. And he's like, based on my Judeo-Christian values. And I shut it off. I'm like, I don't care if this guy is Chuck Norris and the Terminator rolled into one. If you're going to tell me Judeo-Christian values off the top, nope, we're done. We're done because you're not very intelligent if that's what you're thinking. So we have that, but we lost it because we, back in the day when the nation, the Union of States, he already said that, when the Union of States, at least theoretically, was more Christmas or more Christ-focused. How about that? More Christ-focused. Then, yes, you could call it a Christmas celebration or a this, that, and the other thing. But we are a secular society at this point. We are a secular society. That's what we are. And the only time people talk about Christmas in the public square is either in regards to parades, parties, or sales. And I'm going to say it again. His name is in the word Christ. Because that meme is going to start showing up in about a day or two. Christmas, more Christ. All right, how many times have we been posting that meme? And how farther away are we getting from Christ? Especially on this beautiful day. Happy Feast Day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. One of it's my favorite Marian apparition. I don't want to say it's not my favorite Mary. I love all the apparitions, you know, Lady of Lourdes, Knox, etc. But my favorite is Our Lady of Guadalupe. Got a couple candles around here. I got that big statue, if you've ever seen, in my house, of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Very special to us. And you know, we have this feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Yet, in this season, what is everybody stressing about? Parties. Everybody's stressing about decorations. Which is why I'm fine if people want to just call them holiday. I think we need to just back off and let society have the holiday thing. And people are like, say happy holidays. And I say Merry Christmas. Ah! Wow, you cultural fighter. Great for you. But do you actually live Christmas right now? Are you living the Advent life? Are you preparing? Or are you, unfortunately, like me, sometimes getting a little too fat on cookies and all the Christmas food that's around or at the parties? It was really bad when I used to teach. It was real bad when I used to teach, man, because they would just be dumping cakes and trays of brownies. And I used to gain at least 15 pounds, at least. So are you falling for that while screaming about, keep the Christ at Christmas. Because nobody can understand you because you're saying it with a mouthful of food. But Christmas is, as the saying goes, a seeing of goodwill to all men. Okay, well, we already messed up that line. Great job. Who wrote this? Matthew Smith, head of data journalism. Matthew, maybe you should not quote Charlie Brown Christmas. Maybe you should actually read where that statement comes from, buddy. But I'll give you half a point for trying. Around, but people are prompt to give another gifts and good cheer by the spirit of the season itself, or because they're being bombarded by companies telling them to express their generosity through the meaning of buying things. That's easy. It's a capitalist society, so we know why. Must buy gifts. Must buy Black Friday things. Must buy that. And some of you snarky folks are going to go, Rick, you started the show off pushing gifts here. Yeah, maybe. But everything that you buy at the Founders Trading Post supports Catholic business, a small business, in case you're turned off by the term Catholic. It supports a small business, and they source those boxes, those gift packages, from as many small companies as possible. You're not buying it from Megacorp, like Target or Walmart. And of course, there's always the buy them something they want, something they need, something, I forgot the third one, and then something to read. But a new YouGov International Omnibus survey in 12 countries show that a large majority of people in each country still tend to think of Christmas as celebrated for the right reasons. Is it though? Is it? I know, I'm not trying to start this Monday off on a downer. I just want to ask the question. just want to ask the question. How many people do you know are actually celebrating for the quote-unquote right reasons? They asked more than 13,000 people if they thought Christmas is celebrated more because it's proper or because people won't, or that people wouldn't celebrate it if it weren't for pressure from commercial entities. Why don't we ask that question? Why don't you actually think about that? Now, Denmark, 83% thought it was celebrated because it was a proper special occasion. In the U.S., that'd be 66%. Poland, which puts the U.S. at the very bottom. France, Italy, Germany, Canada, Spain, Mexico, which is just the urban population. Australia, Great Britain, and Sweden all rank ahead of the U.S., thinking that Christmas is a special occasion. Of course, the U.S. is so godless that it doesn't shock me that they think that Christmas is not a special proper occasion, but it is just a time to give presents.